This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1388, 3 steps to get a job abroad with Ilya from Van Hack. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Are you looking to move and get a job abroad? The best way to do it is to get hired while you're still in your home country. Today, find out the 3 steps you should take to get ready and to have your best possible shot at getting hired abroad. Today, we have a guest on the show. Featured in Fast Company, BC Business, and Betiquette, Ilya Brodsky is the CEO and co-founder of Van Hack, one of Canada's leading HR tech startups. He holds a Bachelor's of Applied Economics from Cornell University and has helped raise over $100,000 for a variety of charities in Africa and South America. Now, let's meet Ilya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Ilya. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thanks, Lindsay. Hello. I'm really great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love having guests on All Ears English. And Ilya, you are here today from Van Hack. Is that right?
That's right.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about what you guys do, because I think this topic is going to be very interesting for a lot of our listeners.
Perfect. So Van Hack is an online community of tech talent, people who are interested in working in tech, be that software engineers, designers, QA, marketing, who are interested in getting jobs abroad, primarily jobs in Canada and as well as Europe, but mostly in Canada. And we help with the preparation of how to get ready for a job search, as well as having a job board with opportunities that are open to sponsoring work visa and offering relocation.
Okay, awesome. So this topic is super relevant for our audience. And a little bit about you, Ilya, where are you based in the world?
So I'm I'm Russian. I was born in Russia, but now I live in Vancouver, BC, Canada. I did live in Brazil for 4 years and I've been kind of traveling on and off, but I'm back home in Canada now and happy to be here.
Awesome. So you can really relate to the experience of being an expat and trying to move abroad and all of that for our listeners here. I love that. That's awesome. How's life in Canada? What's it like there?
It's great. I mean, I have been to many different places, but I wouldn't live anywhere else. I especially love Vancouver. Nature is amazing here. It's not too big of a city, but although it is a big city, you kind of have a good balance there. We also have the ocean, four seasons, the mountains, can go skiing and the beach as well. It's a great place.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about the Pacific Northwest, that people say you have the ocean, but you also have the mountains and you have the seasons. You have it all out there. All right, Ilya. So let's get into this. I think our listeners are really excited to hear what you have to say. So let's imagine, I'm imagining a lot of our listeners are thinking about trying to work abroad, especially potentially in the tech space. Maybe we have some coders, some developers, some engineers in our audience. What are the 3 things? Let's start with the first one that they need to think about as they're preparing to work abroad. What would be the first tip that you could offer our listeners on this?
For sure. So I kind of broke it down in, like you said, 3 main buckets. And the first bucket is research. So before you start off in any journey or anywhere, you kind of want to know the terrain and know the map and know what you're getting yourself into. There's a lot, thankfully in this day and age, you can learn so much online without having to, spend much money or travel anywhere. Comparing this back when my parents immigrated in 1993, there was no YouTube, no internet. Yeah. you kind of have, I'm going to move to the city. Here's some, maybe you've never even seen pictures. I don't think my parents even saw pictures of Vancouver before they moved. So we're really lucky that we can do so much research and, doing things like, of course, listening to podcasts like this one. There's so many other YouTube videos about what it's like living in a specific city. Know where you want to go. So I think it's much better if you have a very clear focus of not just moving, for example, just want to get hired abroad. Where do you want to move? Do you want to work in Canada? Where in Canada? Do you want to live in Europe? Where in Europe? And the more specific you can get, the easier it'll be for you. So for example, if you want to move to, let's say you want to move to Toronto, there's, you know, it'll help you identify exactly what kind of companies are in Toronto and be much more targeted in your job search. So really understanding where you're going is my first tip. So we can go from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So really having, and that's true for any goal in life, right, Ilya? Like, you need to envision exactly what you want from your life and then go for it. You have to kind of create kind of a vision board to see what that life looks like. So do you know of any kind of free websites that they could start with if they want to figure out, okay, I know I want to go to Canada, but where in Canada? I mean, where would people go first to figure that out?
There's a lot of different ways. I think YouTube probably is one of the best ones. Mm-hmm. It's just Googling or YouTubing different cities. You can get a kind of an overview of Canada, and there's a lot of content there about, you know, which specific city you want to go to, comparing different cities. There's a lot of people making guides of like what it's like to live in X city or X city versus Y city.
Right.
What the benefits are of those. So I would just research that way. I can't think of one specific website that has all of these things. It's just understanding going around the internet and seeing where you want
to
be.
Yeah, just kind of talking to people too, maybe, right? I love that. Maybe you should create a quiz to figure out where people should go in Canada, Ilya. That'd be interesting.
That's actually a really good point. Another one is LinkedIn. I would definitely research different jobs on LinkedIn as well as different companies and locations. So you can search for jobs, for example, in Winnipeg or jobs in Montreal, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see if there are jobs for you in those cities and more importantly, what people are there that you can connect with,
which we
can talk more about that later. Yep. But that's a good one. There's a lot of different job boards, other job boards like Indeed. You know, that's a really big one I'm sure everyone's heard of. So a lot of people ask me like, oh, how many software engineer jobs or how many QA jobs are there in X city? Well, you can just go to Indeed and it shows you all the jobs because it aggregates all the job boards. So you can get a sense of whether your skills are compatible with the city you want to move to. And then you see what city actually has the most jobs for your skills.
Nice. I love it. So we could either start with the city and the quality of life we want, or we could, of course, start with the job, which kind of makes more sense in some ways. I love that. So Ilya, so research is the first step. What would be the second step that our listeners should go for to do this big move?
So the second step, and I think the most important one, is preparation.
Okay.
This is definitely, I would say it's a marathon, not a sprint. Getting hired abroad, it takes a long time. There are a lot of different factors. It's a very big decision and you need to be prepared for it. So there's a lot of things you can do to be prepared, but, there's things you can do to prepare yourself from a technical skills point of view. So maybe you're kind of earlier on in your career. And most jobs that are offering relocation and are open to hiring from abroad are for people who have, let's say, 3 to 4 years experience or more.
Yeah.
So taking that time, let's say if you need to work 1 or 2 more years, maybe there's a new skill you need to learn. Let's say you're a software engineer or let's working with a skill that's a little bit, not so much in demand. Maybe you need to learn a new skill and learn something more modern like JavaScript or Python or Ruby on Rails. Or React Native is really big right now, et cetera. So those kind of things are really important to prepare yourself. Of course, English is huge. And you guys, again, are doing a really good job listening to the podcast here. You're already ahead by doing that because it's really the combination of those two things. If you can speak English and you can work in a tech job, your chances of getting hired abroad are really, really, really high. So, prepare yourself from an English point of view. Speak English as much as you can. I mean, I'm not going to go into all the English tips. You guys,
we cover that.
Lindsay, she knows what's going on. That's the biggest thing. And then also, prepare mentally. Like, do you really want to move? Is this really something you want to do? A lot of people have this kind of rosy mentality that when they move to another city or another country, their life is going to be totally different and better. But honestly, it's really hard. And sometimes it's even harder in the beginning until you get settled in. And you have to know that it's something that you want to go through. We have had cases where people, move and then leave less than a year later because they're not happy for whatever reason. So really make sure you are ready for this. And because it is a very important step. You're going to be far away from friends, family, your culture, maybe food, et cetera.
Yeah.
Get ready for that and prepare yourself well.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ilya. Maybe you could come back on and we could do another episode on that, you know, making the wrong decision. When do we know if we're making the wrong decision? Because we can't escape something. If it's something in our lives, something in our minds, we can't escape it just by moving abroad, right? But that's a good topic for another day for sure. You know, when you mentioned learning skills online, I really like the website General Assembly. Do you know that website? Do you know about that website, General Assembly? It's a great place to learn tech skills. I know that they do a lot of classes on, you know, coding and tech skills and all these different things. So that's another good opportunity. Guys, right now we're in a difficult place because we're in the middle of this coronavirus epidemic, right? And so, but the good thing about that is we do have time at home to learn new skills. So you should be taking advantage, you know, at this time of the opportunity to learn online and build these skills. So good. Great, Ilya. So that's number two, preparation. So what would be number three then for our listeners? Hey guys, we are working hard these days to build a business English course because you've been asking for this for years. It's based on real-world insight from professionals in dozens of industries. It's going to be amazing, so keep your ears open for news on how to get in next month. Thanks, guys.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Number three, I would say, is actually networking. So it would be something you can do online that you aren't able to do or weren't able to do maybe 5-10 years ago, is connect with people who are in the city that you want to move to and actually have a conversation with them, have a call with them, get on a Skype or a Zoom and have informational conversation just to pick their brain. A lot of people, if you send them a message the right way on LinkedIn or send them an email saying, hey, you know, this is my professional skills. This is my background. This is who I am. Keep it short. Do not tell them your life story. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten with like 15 paragraphs and I just don't read those because I don't have time. No, if you keep it short and maybe they'll reply to you. And if you email 10 people, maybe one will reply and there you go. You send 10 emails and now you have a conversation with someone in your field who lives in the city you want to live in and you can connect and networking with that person. So using a tool like LinkedIn that I mentioned before, I would do more of a soft sell. So not instead of saying, hey, hire me or hey, I want to interview your company, which you should do. You should be applying for jobs online for sure.
Yeah.
But and in addition to that, you should be trying to make relevant connections with people who you think are interesting in your industry, in the city you want to move to. And that way they'll maybe introduce you to someone or give you an insider tip. Or, you know, just be a friend of yours who you can, when you move, you already have someone you know in that city. And we're so lucky to be able to do that online these days. And I call it being mentally in the city or digitally in the city you want to be in before you're there physically. So if you can kind of put your mental state into that place and read the newspaper from that city or, listen to the local radio station or, connect with, read the local tech publication, those kind of things will help you immerse yourself mentally and digitally into the city you want to be in, and then it'll make the transition much smoother when you actually arrive.
Absolutely. I love that idea. And nowadays, you know, in this season of life, people are at home, they're hanging out, they're available to connect online. And I like your point about reading about the local news, because when you reach out to these people on LinkedIn, maybe you schedule a Skype conversation, you need to be able to just have some small talk. And what are you going to talk about, right? You need to talk about things, maybe mention that you heard about something going on in the local community, and that would really get things going instead of having it be all about you and your opportunity to go abroad, right? We have to make it about the other person sometimes. Yeah, I love that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's all about giving first, adding value. Like they're doing you a favor, so you should try and do them like even bigger favor and keep that reciprocity there. I hope those tips helped.
I love that. That's fantastic. So do your research, prepare, and do some networking, because it really matters who you know. Right now in 2020, like, your connections really matter. So Ilya, tell us a little bit about what you guys do at VanHack. I know you have a job board, you have a way of helping people find these jobs abroad. Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. So actually the first kind of product we launched at VanHack is called VanHack Premium, which is our members area where we teach technical English. So it's actually an online English course for developers or tech talent that about how to do job interviews in English. So it's very, very, very specific. And we have a kind of community there. We help also with your resume, help improve your LinkedIn profile, your cover letter, and just give you like that general one-on-one coach and mentorship. We're kind of like your wingman across the to get your job across the world. And then not everyone needs that, of course, but the ones who do, we have there, and it's something that helps many people. But most importantly is we do have this job board with over 100 jobs that are open to sponsoring work permits. So you don't have to guess whether this company is actually interested or open or to hire you from abroad. We will vet the company, make sure they're a serious organization, that they're not just two guys in a basement, and that they have the funds and they'll be around for a while. And then we work with them to help them and help you with the work permit process. So the good thing about getting hired abroad is you actually are kind of getting paid to relocate in a way. You get a relocation package, let's say 1 month housing and flights, so let's say $3,000 to $5,000 worth of that, and you get a great salary. So you can move to Canada with making, let's say, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year or more, and your spouse can work with an open work permit. Your kids can study in school, so it's much, much easier, I would say, than the express entry process. Okay. And the best thing is that you also get an additional 50 points for your express entry profile, and then of course with a great IELTS score and a good good profile, you'll be invited to apply, get your ETA for the PR application process. Yes. So that's what we helped almost 1,000 people now get hired into Canada and Europe, and we're really excited to help anyone else. And of course, it's completely free. So
yeah, that's awesome, Ilya. 1,000 people, that's fantastic. I think a lot of our listeners are going to get excited about this today. You're right. It's a smart way to save time. Instead of scouring the internet on your own and wondering who's behind this workplace abroad, like, can they really sponsor my visa? Does it make sense for me to spend my time applying? Just cut out all of that waste of time and, work with people who actually understand who is on the other side of things. I love it. So Ilya, where can our listeners find you if they want to look into this?
Yeah, the best place to go is vanhack.com. Click sign up and create a free account there, and all of our information is there. We're also very active on LinkedIn, on Twitter, so you can go ahead and follow us on those. And we have also a podcast and a YouTube channel. So just search VanHack on all those search engines and you'll find us. VanHack.
Awesome. Very inspiring. Thanks for coming on the show today. We should have you on again to talk about, there's a lot here that we could go through for sure, but thanks for coming on today, Ilya.
My pleasure, Lindsay. Thank you
as
well.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.